Wisconsin's unemployment rate hit a record high of 13.6% this April after the COVID-19 outbreak. Thousands of people filed for unemployment insurance with the state's Department of Workforce Development, which is still working through a backlog of more than 74,000 claims. Unemployment has since dropped before 5%, and last week a federal program providing weeks of extra benefits was shut down in Wisconsin. For those still looking for work, it means their benefits may run out much earlier than they thought. Rachel Vasquez is here to explain. She's a reporter for WPR News. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rob.
Well, tell us a little bit about this extended benefits program.
Sure. So extended benefits is an unemployment insurance program that gave unemployment insurance recipients an extra 13 weeks of unemployment coverage. So I think probably the best way to think about it is kind of like a triple backup system. So a lot of people who lost their jobs throughout the pandemic found themselves on regular unemployment insurance. Those benefits maxed out at 26 weeks. If you were someone who lost your job and you got to the end of that 26 weeks and needed more unemployment insurance, you could go through a separate, an additional unemployment program created under the Federal CARES Act. And then if you ran out of unemployment insurance benefits under that program, then you could draw on potentially these extra 13 weeks of benefits under the extended benefits program.
But as I understand it, Rachel, there was a cutoff for states if their economy improved enough, if unemployment went low enough. What happens there at that threshold?
Yeah, that's right. So the extended benefits program is a little bit different than other unemployment insurance programs in that it uses these automatic triggers to turn the program on and off in states, depending on different metrics about the states of the health of a state's economy. So what triggered the benefits off a couple weeks ago in Wisconsin was something called the insured unemployment rate. That measures the share of people receiving unemployment insurance assistance in the labor force in Wisconsin. That number dropped to less than 5%, which is the threshold needed to continue the program, so that program turned off.
So that's, in a way, a good news situation in that we went under that, our unemployment went down under that threshold. But for someone who's long-term unemployed, say because their restaurant closed or wherever they work closed because of COVID, that could be really bad news for them, right?
Right. Well, it means that for a lot of people receiving unemployment insurance, they've lost that as an option to extend their unemployment insurance coverage. But the other thing that I heard when I talked to experts about the unemployment insurance system is that it's not that that drop in the insured unemployment rate doesn't necessarily reflect the full scope of people on unemployment insurance assistance. A woman I talked to at Brookings told me that that number actually excludes all of the people on these new unemployment insurance programs created under the Federal CARES Act stimulus package. So there's a bunch of new programs that thousands of people are drawing on in Wisconsin, and those people weren't factored into the metric that actually turned the benefits off. So it's kind of artificially lower than the true extent of unemployment insurance assistance and need in Wisconsin.
So if someone had been looking at that saying, okay, if I don't get a job by the time those other benefits run out, I've got this backstop of 13 weeks, that is just shut off in Wisconsin now, right?
It's shut off for at least 13 weeks. Like I said, there's automatic triggers that turn the benefits on and off. But now that it's off, the program is off for at least 13 weeks in Wisconsin. And those metrics will continue to change. And if they tick back up, there's a chance that the benefits could turn back on. I think one important thing for people to know, though, is that DWD says there's absolutely no deadline to apply for the benefits. So they actually haven't started paying out any of the benefits under extended benefits yet because they haven't finished setting up the program. They say that that will be done, that process will be done in December next month. And when that happens, if you were eligible for extended benefits early on back in May when the program turned on, you can still apply for those benefits anytime and get the benefits that you were eligible for.
And Rachel, before we let you go, what are you watching for now with this extended unemployment benefit story?
I think the biggest thing that I'm watching for is if the program does turn on over the next few months. In addition to that, though, I know that there are some reforms. There are a lot of policy experts who are calling for reforms specifically to this extended benefits program. It's unclear if those reforms have a serious chance of passing in Congress. But there are people who are talking about it, and there are a lot of people in Wisconsin who would love to have these extra benefits and need these extra benefits. So I would be very interested to see if any of that comes to pass.
Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Rachel Vasquez is a reporter for WPR News. She talked with us about extra weeks of unemployment benefit extensions being shut down in Wisconsin after a drop in the unemployment rate. The state's Department of Workforce Development is still processing thousands of unemployment claims, and some people have been waiting, in some cases for months, to see benefits after losing their jobs. It's led to a feeling of hopelessness for some in Wisconsin, something our next guest heard echoed by lawmakers and mental health workers. Laura Schulte joins us now. She's a state government and state agencies reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Can you give us a sense, first of all, Laura, of the size and persistence of this backlog?
Yeah, so the last numbers that were released were, as of last Tuesday, over 74,000 people are waiting in that backlog for their cases to be adjudicated, and that adds up to over 554,000 weekly claims that adjudicators are working through.
And that would include a range of people who some might have applied last month, I imagine, but some people might go all the way back to the beginning of the pandemic, right?
Yes.
And you talked to some people in this situation who have been waiting for their application to be resolved, in some cases for months. What kind of things did you hear about their experiences?
People are really frustrated and they feel let down by the unemployment system, which they pay into with their state taxes. But it's also leading to feelings of hopelessness. People are missing bills. They can't pay their cell phone bill, their mortgage, their rent. They can't afford to put food on the table. This is affecting a lot of people with families, with children. In some cases, I've spoken to people who have waited for 6 or 7 months for benefits with no income, and it's leading them to have thoughts of suicide. And that's something that legislators are hearing from their constituents, too. It's a very difficult topic for them to deal with.
And we heard at the outset there was this really unprecedented wave of unemployment filings early on. It overwhelmed the system. What are we seeing now when it comes to efforts to still try to catch up with that?
So to try and eliminate the backlog, the state of Wisconsin has entered a partnership with Google Cloud. It's a $1.1 million program, which is kind of adding more technology to the mix. Wisconsin's unemployment system is very old, and people filing for unemployment are still having to do things like fax in their tax forms to get through the adjudication process. So this Google partnership aims to kind of speed up those processes by using technology, so allowing people to email those photos or submit them online, as well as using technology to sort through claims to weed out claims that look fraudulent. And that partnership runs through December 18th.
And now getting back to the mental health side of things, some people at workforce development and in legislators' offices and elsewhere, they're actually seeking out advice for what to do when it sounds like the people calling them about unemployment claims are having mental health potential emergencies. What kind of things are being suggested to them?
So legislators are actually being encouraged to contact the Capitol Police, who can get into contact with the police or sheriff's department in that municipality, connect those people to resources for help. And mental health experts in Wisconsin are saying telling people to check in on their family members, their friends, and kind of, listen to their struggles and, validate that their feelings, that they're not alone in those feelings, and to point them towards resources that can be helped, whether it be therapy or other resources in the community, like going to a food bank to help put food on the table if that's what's necessary.
In our last few moments, Laura, what are you watching for next in this story?
I am keeping a close eye on the numbers of people waiting in adjudication. We're looking to see if these automations with using the Google technology is really helping getting that backlog done. I'm really hoping to see that backlog decrease significantly over the next couple of weeks before that program ends.
Laura, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Laura Schulte is a state government and state agencies reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She talked with us about the ongoing backlog of unemployment insurance claims at the state's Department of Workforce Development and the impact it's having on people still waiting for those benefits.